Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bernard Johnson, and we do give God glory above all persons on this earth. We don't have any heroes except Jehovah God is our hero, and he's our mentor. We do thank him for what he's done. He's the only true and living God. I'll shout it from the housetop to the White House, everywhere. Tell them that God Jehovah is the only true and living God, and Jesus is his only begotten Son. Thank him. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you. It's such an honor, oh my God, to come before you and to know that we're in your court, bowing down before you just to give you glory and just to give you honor and praise. You have been there every step of the way. You're the best friend we've ever had, and we appreciate you so very much. We honor you, we esteem you, we extol thee, we lift you up. We give you all the reverence, all the proper due respect to you. And we love you and thank you for what you've done, for what you're going to do. May we say to you, Lord, we surrender this line to you, that you may do what you want to do. Holy Ghost, please take over. Ask that you forgive us for all sin. The sin that we have done, commission, the sins that we have not done, omission. The things that you have told us to do that we haven't got around to doing yet. Forgive us for those sins. And help us to forgive those who trespassed against us. God, thank you for what you've done and for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, God, look on people everywhere. Bless them, bless them, bless them. I pray for financial chunks to fall today, too. Oh, God, bountifully bless. Oh, I know you're letting them fall because you're letting some fall on me. And I appreciate it so very.
Hello?
We ask that this day, Lord, you wouldn't let people leave the same way they've come, but bountifully help them and bountifully bless them. In the name of Jesus, we pray properly, according to your word, for the glory of God. Jesus, you said if I asked you anything in your name, you would do it. I'm asking you these things, and thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And God bless all of you this morning. Good morning to you all over.
Good morning
to you. Good morning to you. Are y'all speaking? Good morning to you. And my mama taught me, don't let people speak to you and you don't speak back to them. Good morning to y'all. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
God bless you. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. He is real.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning.
Amen. You know, God is so ultra awesome, and we thank him for what he's doing.
Thank you.
Amen. I want y'all to come awake. I don't enjoy coming on the line and trying to pump people. That's not my job.
Amen.
Man, it's not a good thing to walk in a room and nobody speaks to you. It's not a good thing for you to be on this prayer line and God's real and we speak to the Lord and you sit there like you don't have good sense. I don't enjoy things like that. I don't enjoy coming at people in a negative way. That's not my persona. It's not my persona to do that. I try to be kind to people. But y'all, every morning, I've been talking to y'all every morning. Y'all, some of y'all ain't got it yet. You're kind of like members of a church. You tell them you got it. They go on their job, and on the job, they tell them one time to do something, and they got it. Oh, I got it. And they don't have to tell them no more. But on you come to church, and you have to tell them 25 times the same thing to do something, and they still don't have it. But when it comes to money, y'all got it. You got If it was about money, y'all, I got it. But I've gone over this with y'all several times every morning. It doesn't make me feel good. Let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, good morning.
Good
morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for another day, Lord. Thank you.
917-817-316-347. Some of y'all haven't said nothing. 16912. Let's praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise your name.
Thank you.
Praise your holy name, God. Praise your name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Everybody, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank
you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I thank you, Lord.
It is hard to get back. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Line muted.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You know, once y'all get started, it's kind of hard to get it back. But thank God for you. Amen. I want to open up the prayer lines.
Line unmuted.
God bless you. And I want to thank God for all of our ambassadors and ambassador-elect. Amen. All of you on the prayer line, thank God for Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Julie Hagan. That's the lady who gives me such a wonderful introduction every morning. And I appreciate her so much. And, of course, thank God for our ambassadors-elect. Amen. And I'm saving one for last year. But the ambassador-elect, Ambassador Gina Hodges, had such a wonderful youth prayer line last night.
Amen.
Ambassador-elect Prophetess Gail Stith. Amen. And, of course, my mother, Mother Edley Johnson, who is a mother to the nation. Amen. Thank God for her. And last but not least, we thank God for Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, who has been there all the way. And we thank God for her. Thank God for Pastor Strotter and for Pastor Williams. He had a birthday, I understand, on yesterday. Happy birthday to you, Pastor Williams. And to all of our elders, Elder Coates and Elder Davis, and all of you on the line, all the protocol that I don't really know the call, but we do honor you and come to you as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. Oh, God, thank you. And all of our mothers who have prayed for us, kept us on the prayer list, thank you so much. I do believe that God has blessed me so much because of your prayers. Please keep praying for me. And we do honor all of the bishops and superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends also. God bless all of you. Thank you so much. This is a wonderful day. I've been talking about, you see the glory, but you don't know my story. But thank God, also on the line this morning, there have been two prophets who have been prophesying over my life, and they've been such a blessing to me. And I just feel led to tell my story this morning, and maybe if they may get portion of this morning, but I want to come back for sure Tuesday, and just this is our revival, just be our revivalist on Tuesday and say what the Lord tells them to say. They are true prophetess. Amen. God bless them. They prophesied over my blog line and said that many people would be coming on there. The other night, there were so many just praising the Lord. I felt like the prophecy that we gave about the blog, about people thanking God so much, like the world has never seen it, has commenced now. We're in the beginning stages of seeing it come to pass, and we will see it come to pass. Amen. Let me talk about this a little while. You see the glory, but you don't know my story. I want to try to tell my story today. Let me set this up first. There are so many people on our prayer line who have wonderfully been blessed. And you see glory all around them. You see God's favor around them. You see God's goodwill for their life. You see them being elevated and God blessing them and them receiving promotions. And let me say this. Promotion doesn't come from the east nor the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. Think about this. The devil doesn't want you to ever be promoted. He wants to tear you down. He doesn't want you to ever go up. He has that crab mentality to try to pull you down every time he sees you going up. God's mentality is to push people up and to promote them. Whenever God gives you promotion, receive it. I say that to you firmly. Whenever God gives you a promotion, receive it. This is not of man. I got degrees, earned degrees, and those degrees are of man. I receive them. Otherwise, they wouldn't have called me Dr. Bernard Johnson. But I have an earned doctorate degree. I have an earned master's degree. I have an earned bachelor's degree. I have an earned high school diploma. All those things are earned, but they've been given to me by man. Paul said in his word over there in Galatians that what he had received was sent by God for him to go and commence those churches, Ephesus, Rome, the Roman church, the Ephesian church. He said it was given to him by God. And Paul gloried not in himself, but he gloried in God because what had been given to him had been given to him by Jehovah God. But he had to receive it. He was on the Damascus Road. Before that, he was persecuting the saints, trying to put them in prison everywhere. And God got his attention and shined a light from heaven that knocked him to the ground. And he said, and the Lord said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And Jesus said, "I am the Lord God, Jesus of Nazareth. Why persecuted me? You can't kick against a prick." And but he received what God had for him. I'd be in sin, knowing that God has given to me something, and I don't receive it in the name of Jesus. Some of y'all learn your name. You know your name real well. How long did it take you to learn your name? 15 years, 20 years? Or did you learn it the first day? Amen. You got to receive what God is doing. This is a new awakening. Have you ever seen anything like it in all your life? I guarantee you check around the world, they haven't seen it, because God is doing a new thing around the world, and people are receiving it. They're picking it up. This is a new awakening. God said it was a new awakening. I didn't name it. God said it's a new awakening I'm putting you into. And what is it? I said, "Lord," he said, "a spiritual awakening." But I had to receive it in the name of Jesus. And spiritual awakening is a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me. God said to me the other day, he said, "Since the beginning of time, I have never gotten this much praise from people since the beginning of time." But God said, he ought to know. Have you ever heard so much praise going up to God ever in your life? How old are you? 50, 30, 40? 90, whatever. Have you ever heard of it? Open your eyes that God is doing a new thing. And we're moving from the give me, give me, give me, which has been eras, for decades, eras they've been doing that. But now we're promoting thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody said, "Well, I've been thanking him all along." But you haven't been thanking him 1,000 times a day. Come on, come on. Let's grab it and let's run with it. God is blessed. See, most people see the glory, but they don't really know the story. And the reason why they don't want to get with you because they only see the glory, and they only want the glory for themselves. You don't believe it, go to the Word of God. That's why they killed Jesus. They only wanted the glory for themselves. Yeah, they saw his glory. They didn't know his story. They didn't know that he was sent by the Father to try to redeem man from his sin. But they saw the glory. They saw him healing the sick. They saw him raising the dead. Even some, I call them vagabond Jews who didn't deserve anything, hadn't done anything for him. I hadn't done anything, but they saw the glory. They said, well, we're going to do the same thing. We saw some of the disciples casting out demons. Let's try it. They went in the house, the sons of Sceva, seven of them. They saw the glory, tried to cast out the demons. But if you don't have no story behind that glory, you better leave demons alone. And they tried to cast out the demons, and the demons beat them up. I keep on saying this, but I'm really believing this. These must have been homosexual demons because these demons ripped the clothes off these seven sons of Sceva and they ran out of the house naked. Now, you know, any real man don't want to see another man naked. That's a terrible, ugly sight. But they ripped the clothes off of them, and they ran out of the house naked. Leave demons alone. But they saw the glory, but they didn't know the story. They didn't know what they had been through to get the power to cast out demons. You have to go through something to get power from God. You got to go through something. See, the testimony is the story. What God has done for you, the blessings, that's the glory. See, many people, most people can see the blessing, but they don't consider how you got those blessings. They can see your results, but they never consider what you went through to get those results. The experience that God put on you, they never see that experience. They experience the great anointing on your life, but they never realize the great price you had to pay to get that great anointing. In other words, they see the glory, the blessings, the favor on your life, but they don't know your story. And that's my purpose here, is to try to get you to tell your story more. Thank God we had some stories told yesterday about Mother Kennedy and Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. Great stories. But people see the glory on your life. They see you being blessed, but they don't know your story. And most people, let me tell you something, it's all about the money. They get jealous of you because you're being blessed. They see you being blessed. And see, being blessed many times is all about the money. The devil doesn't want you to be blessed because his kingdom is built, the foundation is built on money, on the love of money. And when you start messing with the money, you mess with the foundation of his kingdom. Let me prove it to you. You know the scripture, the love of money is the root to all evil. What is the root? That's the foundation, the root, where it comes from, the root. The love of money is the root of all evil. Who is all evil? Satan. The love of money is the foundation of Satan. Yeah, that's why he fights you so in your money, because many times when he sees the saints of God getting money, it simply means that you have messed with his foundation. And I hope you get that. That went above some of y'all. And I hope you get it. Grab it and pull it back. Amen. I'm dealing with the story here of Joseph. Let me tell you and read this, and then I'm going to get to my story. Genesis 41:38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such one as this? Now let me set this up. Here's Joseph who had been through hell here on earth, and yet God gives him glory everywhere. And I stood back and said, Lord, to every positive situation, there's a negative situation. And to every negative situation, everything that you've gone through negatively, think about it. There is a positive. You may have gone through something for 10 years, but think about it. The Lord moves in mysterious ways and gave you a positive, somebody to be a blessing to you. And here Pharaoh is blessing Joseph. But I asked God, Lord, let me see the other side. Let me see what they were saying about Joseph as he was being blessed in that court of the Pharaoh. Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? That's Genesis 41. Go to 38th and 39th and there following. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath shown thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Then he said, thou shalt be over my house, Joseph, and according unto thy words shall all my people be ruled, Joseph. Only in the throne will I be greater than you, Joseph. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in fine vestures of fine clothing and linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, bow the knee, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand. Without me shall no man shall lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt against you, Joseph. And I said, Lord, that's phenomenal, phenomenal. I see the glory, but I want to know his story. What were the people in the court where Pharaoh was saying all this before his crowd, a lot of people, what were they thinking? What were they saying? Because, see, most people see the glory, they never get the story. What were they saying? And the Lord began to show me. Here's some of the things the Lord showed me through the spirit realm that they were saying. How does he deserve to be made second in command like this? Who did he sleep with to get such a high honor? I deserve it more than he does because I've been here longer than he has. Why does the king listen to him so much? What's going on here between them? All of this just because he can interpret dreams? Why do we have to bow the knee before him? What has he done so great that they're going to make him that wealthy? And why? What does the Pharaoh love him for so much? I'm smarter than he is, got more going on than he has, so why? Why is he made so important in the kingdom? These are some of the things that the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Lord led me to hear in the spirit realm that they were saying as he was being made second in command in Egypt. Some were saying some people had been faithful to the Pharaoh, but they didn't get the promotion. Some were experiencing jealousy, saying, why did the Pharaoh show favor to Joseph when I've been here 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, serving him hand and foot, and yet they making Joseph the second in command? Some had never thought about being second in command over Egypt. All they had hopes for was to at least be honored by the Pharaoh. They hadn't been honored. So some expected the Pharaoh to elevate someone in the kingdom to the higher position, but not an outsider. That's the last thing that they expected. You know how lies get told on people and through a person, a person is exonerated sometimes, but some people never exonerate you from lies. They believe the lie rather than the truth. Well, some said, this man is a rapist because, you know, the king's wife, she lusted after Joseph. But because they had heard that he had tried to rape the king's wife, they heard it. And some said, I thought I was next in line for a blessing. Some remarked, he's not even in the royal family. And going back to that situation with the rape situation, she was trying to rape Joseph. And when he got exonerated, they put probably, it gets on the 50th page, but the rape accusation gets put on the first page. But the exoneration is on the 5th page. Said he didn't do it. But here they are remarking this in their mind. Some remark, he's not even in the royal family. I said that. Not even a son, a grandson. He's not a nephew. He's not even a close friend. But he gets the biggest promotion ever in the kingdom. What's up with that? The love of money is the root to all evil, y'all. And all of a sudden, Joseph gets rich. What do you think happened after he gets rich? Can you imagine them plotting against Joseph now? Can't you imagine all the resentment, all the nasty attitudes, and the meanness that was shown to Joseph because he was wealthy now? And I want to tell you, a lot of y'all don't know why evil things have been done to you. It's been done to you because God bless you. Financially, he blessed you. And people couldn't take it when he blessed you financially. Even here on the prayer line, I really never had any rebuttal from anybody until the Lord started blessing us with some finance. Watch the situation, finance, money situations. The devil will use that to try to come against you. Look on your job. You know what? You didn't have no folks getting jealous of you until you start making money. When you start making money, then they start coming against you, being jealous. That's Joseph's story. Yeah, all these things. You see, whenever God blesses you, the enemy comes against you. And that's what's happening many times in the kingdom with you. The enemy's coming against you. And he's coming against you because you've been blessed. And Joseph, he's not here. And so I just tried to tell a story. Let me tell you a little bit more of his story, and then I'm going to get to mine. Give me about 3 minutes with his more of his story. All Joseph's life, he was misunderstood. That's kind of like mine. He was so different, unusual, because he had a gift of interpreting dreams. His brothers got jealous of him. His mama and daddy even questioned, "You mean to tell me we're going to have to bow down and worship you because your stalks and your dream were higher than mine?" They were jealous of him. Even some of his closest friends, Joseph would say, they didn't understand me. And even the ones that he loved the most didn't understand him. And all of this because he had a gift of interpreting dreams. Joseph says, "I interpreted dreams for some people in prison. And I told them, remember me. I've been good to you. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." But they forgot him and left him out in prison. He said, "I had a woman who accused me of rape. And she was the one trying to rape me. I had blood brothers to get jealous of me. My blood brothers put me in a pit and left me there for dead. Had my blood brothers to sell me into slavery. Had my blood brothers to dip my coat in of many colors into blood and take it back to my mom and daddy. And they thought I was dead. Can you imagine all the anguish they caused in my mom and daddy's heart? At least two times I've been in prison," he said. He said, I had sleepless nights and restless days. I was dehumanized. I was treated like less than a human in prison. I was put in chains and treated like a common prisoner. I was forced to do work and never got paid a dime for it. Had my gift taken for granted. They used me like a rag doll. I was so nice to people, but they took my humility for meekness, my meekness for weakness.